Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hour three about to get underway. And it is still snowing here in Memphis, Tennessee. I just don't understand this. Grace Baker, you sent me video last night of something that blew my mind. So, you know, snow is very rare in this part of the country. And last night we've got a little over 7 inches of snow on top of the, 5 or 6 inches we already had.
Yes.
And it's we have 8 snowplows for a metropolitan area of about 1.4, 1.5 million people.
Exactly.
So I'm watching this video you sent me last night. At first I thought that was you.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally
so,
me.
So there's apparently somebody had like a pickup truck.
Yes.
And they tied, there was like a tie line tied to the back of the pickup truck.
Like a boat when you're water skiing.
And some guy was water skiing. He was snow skiing.
Snow skiing.
Down Poplar Avenue.
Which is a super busy road.
And there's cars, there's traffic behind
yes.
the guy. But he was doing pretty good.
And he was like swerving back and forth. He looked like he knew what he was doing.
It's fascinating.
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, I thought you would get kicked out of that.
It was hilarious. And we have some video of what the Starnes family was up to on the Instagram page. So we had the four-wheelers out in the neighborhood, and they tied one of those giant pool animals, you know, the inflatable.
This thing's giant.
It's about as large as the swimming pool.
I was going to say, because you can fit multiple people
in
it.
And it's bizarre to see this giant pink, you know, inflatable swan being driven through the snowy neighborhood.
A snow climate, too.
Definitely. So we've got that video up at the Todd Starnes Instagram page. So, you know what we need to do is check in with our two very good friends of this radio program on the Liberty University Newsmaker lines. And they probably know all about snow. From WPG in Atlantic City, Harry Hurley. And from KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa, Jeff Stein. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, we know about snow and ice today, Todd. About a half an hour to break away ice from all over the car. That was loads of fun.
I have to tell you, Jeff Stein, last night, so we've been having some satellite problems, and the engineer says, yeah, your satellite's frozen over. So we had to go to Home Depot. The only thing they had, Jeff Stein, were those heat guns that looked like something out of Star Trek.
Yes, sir.
And guys, just imagine radio station owner Todd Starnes in the middle of a blizzard with the heat gun trying to thaw out the satellite dish.
Now, this is why we keep these two very large brooms by our back door so we can sweep the snow out of the satellite. But you, Mr. Starnes, are the true embodiment of a small business owner in America. You didn't delegate that to Grace Baker or anyone else. You said, no, I will handle the heat gun.
Well, I thought the optics would look bad sending Grace out there into the blizzard. But thank you for that, Jeff. And Harry Hurley, by the way, we both had you on in different segments yesterday. But Harry, the big news coming out of Atlantic City was the implosion of the old Trump casino.
Yeah, we were all over it. You don't see that very often. The last one was a number of years ago, the Sands Hotel and Casino, which was the first ever on the East Coast. It was a spectacle. We covered it from beginning to end. Full disclosure, it came down as planned. And, of course, some tried to make it some kind of symbol for President Trump. He loses, and then this comes down. But it was long not a Trump property at the point that the implosion took place. But it was quite a spectacle.
Oh, yeah. One of the MSNBC hosts said, can we play it again, please? Can we play it again? You know, these people are just despicable, guys.
Well, look at the headlines for the great Rush Limbaugh. Bigoted host Limbaugh dies. Here's one. I almost hate saying it on the Todd Starnes show. Rush Limbaugh dies. Rest in piss. Not peace.
Urine.
They're sick.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yes.
You know,
it was even bad, though, too, and Todd, your former employer over there at the Fox News corner of the world, they did a four-minute piece on TV and excerpted it on radio, and I found it a bit offensive, and one of our listeners heard an excerpt and wrote in to commend us for not playing it because of the 4 minutes, they spent more than 1 minute talking about his issue with drugs and his loss of hearing. Now, when you put a full career, a 70-year life into 4 minutes, and you take 25% of it and talk about something negative like that, that seems beyond the bounds of fair play, shall we say.
You know, Harry and Jeff, I want you to weigh in on this as well. Again, this goes back to the essence of who Rush Limbaugh was. He was a happy man, and he he gave this terrific speech back in 2009 at CPAC and really defined what it meant to be a conservative. And when you see these kinds of headlines coming out of the mainstream media and the horrible things being said on social media, that to me illustrates his point that conservatives are a happy people who cherish life, and sadly, these leftists do not.
Look, they want everything, and they're still the most unhappy people in the country.
And beyond that, it has to do with attitude, as you've noted, Todd. One thing about Mr. Limbaugh, he was passionate, but he had good humor about him. And it broke the stereotype of quote-unquote political conservatives. And as you mentioned on the program yesterday, on this program, you knew that it was safe to talk about your political leanings and feelings and do so with good humor on the radio because he blazed the trail for that. And that's the other thing that drives the left nuts. I think the numbers are something along the lines of, at the time that his show began, there were about 200 news talk stations in the country. Now it is something like six times that amount, and they are some of the market leaders up and down the line. And while music formats would come and go, spoken word radio lives on because of what he did to reinvent the medium and open the door for everyone involved in this conversation.
Why do you think that is, why do you think that is, Harry?
Well, number one, you have to even go back one step further and credit President Reagan, because the elimination of what was ridiculously called the Fairness Doctrine, but it was actually the Unfairness Doctrine, was huge. That allowed someone like Rush Limbaugh to come of age. But Jeff is exactly right. And remember, Rush's first couple of years, one of his early top 10 stations said this. For the first couple of years, he called Rush flatliner because nothing was happening. And then it just took off like a spaceship because America was ready for it. Look, we had been 40 years dominated by Democrats in office. I think we'll all agree on the Todd Starnes Show, and if we don't, then let's have a friendly split decision. I believe without Rush Limbaugh, 1994, the Newt Gingrich, the Republican Revolution, the contract with America, the Republicans would not have won the House for the first time in 40 years, would not have won back the Senate majority. Rush Limbaugh paved the way for all of this, including he saved AM radio.
I agree completely, Todd, with what Harry just said with regard to that class of 94. And recall, he was named an honorary member of the freshman class of 1994.
Correct.
As a result of that. The other thing that's really striking as I thought about it last evening, Rush was a radio disc jockey, worked in PR for the Kansas City Royals, then got into talk radio. Okay, so he's a radio guy. But look at what he did in the first decade of the program alone. This is the late 80s into the late 90s. He went around the country doing stage shows, the Rush to Excellence Tour, to drum up business for the radio show. So it's a guy in a tuxedo on a stage doing monologues for hours on end about political topics and engaging an audience. Okay, that had never been done. He wrote books. He only wrote two. The first one was called The Way Things Ought to Be. The second was called See, I Told You So. They zoomed to the top of the bestseller list, and he didn't go back and do any more books. He had a TV show. I looked at some of the clips yesterday. Just fantastic, funny stuff. He did the newsletter. But with so many of these things, guys, he did them like the books and said, okay, I've done this. I don't need to keep writing books. He did the stage shows. Don't need to do this anymore. Did the TV show. He could have been on Fox or any other channel for 30 years, but didn't want to do it because at his core, He knew that he had the best impact in radio. He didn't need to prove himself in those other mediums, but look at all of these multi-platform personalities today. I think we're all three in that category, and it's because he said it could be done. It used to be people wrote books, or they did radio, or they did TV. He was the first to do all of them in this modern political era.
And that was great. That was all great.
Harry, go ahead. Final thought.
I add one thing, and it doesn't contradict what Jeff said. Rush did write some additional books. Rush Revere.
Yes, sir.
He wrote children's books because teachers and administration, school administrators, they have stopped, as we all know, it's indoctrination now. They're changing history. They're redacting history. Rush wrote the children's books to keep the real history out there. And he had pretty good beverage, too.
Oh.
Oneth by tea.
Tooth by tea, my favorite.
Tooth by tea.
Tooth
right.
by
right.
tea.
Tooth by tea.
Harry, guys, I told this story yesterday. We had a block party in my neighborhood, my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, and I ordered a case of that stuff for my liberal neighborhood.
I have a bottle right here in my office.
It's really good tea.
Not
but,
open.
But guys,
yeah.
remember his early sponsor was Snapple. And I mean,
correct.
It was like he was the best at product placement in his shows.
Oh, absolutely.
What was that motto? Some of the greatest stuff on earth or something?
Yeah, made from the best stuff on earth. And who had ever heard of Snapple? And I can tell
true.
You, I bought plenty after Rush Limbaugh told me to. That's all there is to it.
True.
Hey, guys, I
yeah.
bought a Bose stereo system because Paul Harvey told me to.
There you go. And you are the Paul Harvey of this generation.
Well, you're kind to say that, guys. I got to tell you, though, they don't make them like Paul Harvey anymore, and I don't think they make them like Rush Limbaugh.
No, but the good thing is they came along when they did so that people like you, people like Harry, can go and do what they do these days. You know, people have asked me, well, who's going to replace Rush? And the answer is no one can, no one should, but a collection of people can take the movement even further.
Well said.
Yeah.
Guys, you know how this business is. Well, we got to take a break and do some product placement of our own here. as always, appreciate you both. By the way, Jeff and Harry, regular fill-ins for me when I'm out on the road. And guys, our audience loves both of you very much. And I will say this, Harry, if you are ever in Atlantic City, you got to let Harry Hurley know he will set you up.
You might even get a butler like Todd Starnes.
Absolutely.
It's true.
Me and Jeff Stein, we got to go to the casinos in Atlantic City.
Well, as long as
I welcome you.
Oh,
and Jeff, you said nice things to Todd and I. I say the same thing right back to you. The great work that you do.
You're very kind. I am just longing for saltwater taffy, though, Harry. That's all there is to it.
Todd, get me his address. Send it to me in an email, and
we'll
make that happen.
You got it. Glad we can make the deal here, guys. Harry Hurley, Todd. Jeff Stein, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Been a fun show. And I know a lot of you folks are stuck at home. You've run out of things to binge watch. It's just, you know, it's like, can we just get to spring? Can we just get back to normal? Is that possible? But you know what? We're getting through it together, and we would love to hear from you. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I have been a huge fan of what they're doing over at Newsmax TV. Those folks are doing television, and especially conservative television, like Roger Ailes did back in the good days at Fox News Channel, not now. But the folks over at NRA are talking about the issues that matter to all of us, and one of them is our gun freedoms, and especially the National Rifle Association. And they have been under fire. They have been under attack. What was it President Biden said? He said he was going to defeat the NRA. And at this very moment, there are efforts underway within the Biden administration to limit your ability to own a gun. And quite frankly, they want to put the National Rifle Association out of business for good. So the folks over at Newsmax are doing a special series of reports all this week on the attack on the Second Amendment. And I would encourage you to just change your viewing habits. Make sure you watch Newsmax TV's Stinchfield because he's telling the real story about this war on the NRA. And again, that's 8 o'clock Eastern for those of you that are going to be watching Stinchfield, 8 o'clock Eastern. And you're going to find out how the NRA is fighting back. I mean, this guy tells you the truth, and I appreciate that. So you need to find out where you can watch Newsmax on your cable system. If you do not know, just give your cable system a call. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or your smart TV. And that way you'll be able to watch not just Newsmax, but our good friend Stinchfield. And you can get news you can trust, which is what we do in the Stearns household. Get this, 30 million people, 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time, and I am one of them. And I know our staff watches as well. They have some incredible stories, and you're going to love the great folks at Newsmax. And we're just honored that they are now sponsors of the Todd Stearns radio program. So I'm just still having I'm still having trouble here understanding the hatred. What kind of a hatred would perpetrate a person, would cause a person to attack President Trump in such an evil way as to say, you know what, Mr. President, when you die, we're not gonna let you be buried in America. They're going to have to haul your body somewhere else because we're not going to let them put you in the ground in America. I mean, that's basically what Loretta Sanchez is saying here with her legislation. According to the Democrats and this legislation that they have introduced, President Trump would not be allowed to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. They also said that he would not be allowed to have a statue or a building named after him or in his honor, not even, and they actually specify this, not even a park bench. Who does that? What kind of an evil monster would think that way? You know, this happened. I remember this. I mean, these Democrats, they love digging up dead bodies. It's weird. It's like a fetish with these people. So in Memphis, Tennessee, they did this with the Confederate general. What was his name? Nathan Bedford Forrest. The guy's been dead for over 100, 150 years?
Well, that's a large part of their voting population, remember? The dead folks.
Oh, well, of course. Thank you, Grace. I never really thought about it. You know, that's a good point, because when they're going through Arlington writing down the names of the dead, somebody would accidentally write down Trump's name, and then we would know the jig was up. So maybe there's an ulterior motive here. Oh, golly. All right. Digging up dead people. That's what the Democrats do. Dirty dogs. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. You know what I feel like doing, Grace Baker? I think we ought to do a trivia question here.
Okay.
I mean, May is right. I mean, we haven't given away something in a while. And we like to give away stuff.
Yeah, we're very generous like that.
Not in the socialist
style. That's what I was going to say.
But we just, out of the goodness of our heart.
It's the snow. It's got you in a good mood.
Out of the bounty of the blessings.
Uh-huh.
We want to share. And we got to clean out we got to get rid of all the stuff in the prize closet.
Yeah.
So we got to bring in the spring line.
Time for some spring cleaning.
Lord knows that after tracking all that snow through the building. Jeez. And the ice. My goodness gracious. All right. So here is, we'll throw this trivia question out. This is about Rush Limbaugh. he was a part of a very popular network, and he mentioned this quite frequently on his program. What was the name of the network that, and this is, you got to be careful here, what was the name of the network that Rush Limbaugh was a part of? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. There is a clue. There are letters involved, three letters. That's your clue. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, a fascinating story. You know, they've been having a hard time out there. First of all, everybody's been leaving. Everybody has been moving out of California. And the cost of living is just out the wazoo there. And the crime is horrible. And if you remember, long before the pandemic, they were having a big problem with all sorts of homelessness, people, you know, defecating in the streets. The public defecation was so severe that they actually had a task force assigned to identify where people were dropping their trousers and pooping in the streets. They called it the poop patrol. And they were spending upwards of $10, $20 million to clean up the human waste on the streets of San Francisco. But beyond that, you have all of these people out there that were doing drugs and leaving the dirty needles. Kids were getting stuck with the dirty needles on the playgrounds. And I'm telling you, San Francisco was probably one of the most beautiful cities in America. And I've been there several times on business and vacations, and it was just a wonderful place turned into a third world hellhole by Democrats and their policies. And it's just heartbreaking. And you just feel really bad for the people who have spent millions of dollars buying homes in neighborhoods that have been overrun by the homeless and by the criminal element. So anyway, they're having a big problem now with crime, and the citizens are angry and they're demanding answers. And one of the supervisors, which in San Francisco that would be like your city councilman, one of the supervisors explained what the problem is, and they explained why the criminals are now targeting the good citizens of San Francisco. So Hillary Ronan is a supervisor in San Francisco. She represents a very wealthy area. And she explained it thusly. She says, the reason why the criminals are targeting the residents is because we don't have enough tourists. So the thinking there is, if the tourists come to San Francisco, return to San Francisco, then the criminals will begin, once again, start targeting the out-of-town visitors instead of the local residents. Jeez, Alou. You know, what a great way to invite people to come and visit your fair city. Grace Baker, you look exhausted. I see beads of sweat on your forehead.
Well, I knew when you were going to bring up a trivia question, I was going to be working pretty hard for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know what we're going to
do there.
All right, you know what we're going to do? Can we put two callers on at the same time?
Yeah, we can.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. And let's bring on Carrie, who's listening to us on KARN in Arkansas. Carrie and Dale, say hello to each other.
Hello, Dale.
Hello, this is Dale.
Hi, Dale. How are you today?
I'm great.
Now, Dale, I have to ask you a question. And Carrie, I'm going to ask you the same question. What's it like, Dale? You've got a lot of snow in the neighborhood. Are you stuck inside?
I'm stuck. I have a 600-foot-long driveway that has 18 inches of snow, but I made it to the mailbox once this week.
Now, Dale, Carrie, before we answer, Dale, I'm curious because we have not gotten any mail all week. Are they actually delivering in your neighborhood?
Well, I got mail on Tuesday.
Well, I'll be. So you've got a better mail person than me.
I haven't tried since, though. The Shelby Drive in front of my house had one pathway in it.
Wow. Now, Carrie,
you can't see it.
Now, Carrie, what about you folks in Arkansas? Did you guys get a lot of snow out there?
We did. And actually, I am a rural mail carrier in Cabot, and I delivered mail Tuesday, Wednesday, and I went in today, but we didn't get a mail truck, so we didn't deliver mail today.
Well, you see, you're one of the hardy souls, because what is it they say, Carrie? It's the rain, sleet, snow, or hail. You guys are delivering the mail.
Yeah, or dark of night.
Or dark of night. Thank you, Mary. I got to be honest with you both, though. I mean, normally all I get are bills, so, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It is what it is.
I hear that.
All right, Carrie and Dale. We're going to ask you to say this in unison. We're going to hook both of you ladies up with some prizes here. So after, do not hang up the phone, but on the count of three, I want you to tell me the network that Rush Limbaugh broadcast from. What was the name of that network? One, two, three.
EIB Network, which stands for Excellence in Broadcasting.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, both of you. The Excellence in Broadcasting Network. And ladies, I guess you all were big fans of Rush back in the day.
Oh, yes.
You bet.
We'll miss him terribly.
Indeed. But ladies, right now we're just so blessed that you're hanging out with us, and we hope to make y'all longtime listeners of this radio program.
I will be. Love your show.
Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate that.
Love Grace, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and yeah, Grace is a keeper. So, yeah, we're... She's the real deal. We love Grace. Well, Carrie and Carrie and Dale, hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information, and we're going to send you both prize packages in the mail. Thank you for listening. And I do want to say this. Welcome to all of our new listeners. We're adding radio stations every day here on this program, and we're just so honored that you guys have decided to come and hang out with us. By the way, another story before we take a quick break here. We've been talking a lot about the transgender movement and how this movement is really nothing less than a war on biological women. I mean, if you are a member of the National Organization of Gals, the NOG, and you're out there fighting for your rights as a woman, you should be enraged over what the transgender movement is up to, because at its core, and you have to think about this, but at its core, the root of the transgender movement is this belief that biological men make better women than biological women do. That is at the core root of what it means to be transgender. So anyway, this story is from TheBlaze.com. Sarah Taylor is the writer of this story. The headline, Trans Female MMA Fighter Who Delivered Life-Altering Blows to Female Competitor is the Bravest Athlete in History. So a sports writer for an organization called Out Sports, it's a magazine that covers gay athletes. They did a story about someone named Fallon Fox. Now, Fallon Fox is a dude. The dude thinks he is a woman. And the dude was in a fight with a biological woman. And the fight was so graphic, so brutal, that the opponent, Tamika Brents, suffered a concussion and broke 7 orbital bones, broke her skull. The fight lasted 3 minutes. Brents said, I fought a lot of women and have never felt the strength that I felt in a fight as I did that night. Brent said at the time she was not aware that Fox had transitioned from male to female. Brent said, I cannot answer whether it's because she was born a man or not, because I'm not a doctor. I can only say I've never felt so overpowered ever in my life, and I am an abnormally strong female in my own right. I still disagree with Fox fighting. Any other job or career, I say have a go at it, but when it comes to combat sport, I don't think that's fair. So there you go. This individual, a man who identifies as a woman, got into a ring and beat the holy living crap out of a woman. And instead of being hauled off to jail instead of being banned permanently from MMA competitions, this transgender fighter has been celebrated and called the bravest athlete in history. Now, I want you to think about something for a moment. I want you to understand what this gay sports organization is saying here. They're saying that this man who identifies as a woman is the bravest athlete in history because he went out there and beat the holy living crap out of a biological woman. That's not right, ladies and gentlemen. We got to call this stuff out. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to believe this, Grace Baker. Guess who is on the show tomorrow?
Who?
Ted Cruz.
No way.
Ted. It's too bad he's not calling in from Cancun.
That would be really cool.
But, you know, somebody wrote a note on our Facebook page about that story. And she said, you know, I live in Texas. My power is out. Ted Cruz, it doesn't matter if he's in Cancun or Houston, it's not going to change my lot in life right now.
No.
It's just not that big of a deal.
No.
But the optics are not so good.
No, I wouldn't. I would have advised against doing that.
Yeah, but you know, but again, you know, the kids want to go to Cancun. You know, and the Stearns
go to Cancun.
The Stearns family, the kids want to go to, I don't know, you know, Chuck E. Cheese.
I mean, dang, Daddy, we want to go to Cancun.
Daddy.
We were
lucky to go down to the Frost Stop root beer stand when I was a kid growing up.
Gosh, to go to the water park.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, let's get to the phones real quick here, and then we got some crime news to share with you. Ron in North Carolina, listening to us on the Talk Station. Hi, Ron. What's going on?
Hey, not much, Todd. Just listening to the same old nonsense that you're talking about, this transgender stuff. That's unbelievable that they would put a monster like that in a MMA ring and think that they're equal. Or it's ridiculous.
Ron,
they're a very small.
Ron, what got me about this story, Ron, is the fact they didn't tell the woman that she was going to be fighting a man.
Yeah, that is ridiculous too. That is almost, that's a cheap shot. That's a low blow. That he at least deserved to know that.
At the very least.
These people are very, very small, whether they're gay or transgender, very, very small segment of our population. And it seems like they're dictating what is going on in our lives, what they can do. And they just, you know, slap us in the face.
Here's the thing, Ron. We live in America. I don't care how you live your life. That's between you and your maker. That's between you and the good Lord. But don't you tell me how to live my life, and don't tell me how I should or should not think about something. That's where I draw the line. Ron, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening to us, and give us a holler back one of these days. Time now for some crime news.
Keeping you updated on crimes sweeping across the Fruited Plain.
I ain't scared of no popo car, the popo car, the popo.
This is the Starnes ABB.
All right, Dateline, Bedford County, Pennsylvania. Police there are hunting for an umbilical cord thief. Wait, what? Are you kidding me?
Todd, did you not look at the headlines before the show again?
No. I thought it was umbrella. I thought they were hunting for umbrella thief, not an umbilical cord. This is disgusting. Investigators say an unknown suspect cut the lock on a storage unit and made off with an umbilical cord. Okay, wait.
Why?
Okay. What?
That's what I want to know. Why?
Okay, I would have arrested the person who put the umbilical cord in the storage unit. But
that too.
That's disgusting.
Ooh.
The December 30th burglary also netted the thief a baby feet print ceramic tile.
Oh, my gosh. See, I didn't get that far in the story.
I'm somewhat horrified.
It is horrifying.
The police report does not indicate to whom the umbilical cord was once attached or whether the thief intended to steal the birth cord.
This is not like the Cinderella slipper. You can't just go around seeing if it fits.
You know, I've got to tell you, this could be one heck of an episode on Pawn Stars coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
Sir, do you know what you have here?
Attached to?
This
Abraham
is disgusting.
Lincoln or Bob?
All right, next story. From Florida, of course you know it's Florida.
Always.
A woman repeatedly stabbed her sister with an EpiPen, told the police she was allergic to drunks and was trying to sober up the victim.
That's one way of doing it.
Yeah, Joanna Zielinski, age 62, and her sister Laura, 64, were drinking in Naples at the home when Laura went to sleep on the couch. Joanna stayed up and consumed more alcohol and narcotics, and at some point went crazy and attacked her sister with an EpiPen.
Jeez.
That's pretty sad. Oh, this is another story from Miami, Florida. Next story here. A Miami lawyer who drew worldwide notoriety after his pants caught on fire during an arson trial has been arrested on a cocaine charge. Stephen Gutierrez had his law license revoked. He was pulled over, arrested on a felony cocaine charge. How do your pants catch fire during an arson? Oh, he blamed a faulty battery in his electronic cigarette.
Oh, those things will get you.
Oh, all the time.
I've heard the stories exploding in people's mouths.
It's just not good. And probably the worst story of them all, final crime news, this is just terrible, from Minnesota. A 26-year-old St. Cloud, Minnesota man arrested for trying to hunt squirrels with blow darts. You just can't
That's
do that.
That's a little nutty.
It's wow. You really went there, didn't you, Grace? Wow. Apparently, it's illegal to take or possess squirrels when it's not squirrel season. So $50 fine and... you know, come on, give the squirrels a fighting chance. All right, folks, got to scoot out of here. Grace, I've got to take you home, and I'm rethinking that after that joke. I'm just going to tell you. All right, folks, get out there, be safe, be warm. This is the Todd Starnes Show.